Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
5 years ago today, Hurricane Maria slammed into Puerto Rico, causing massive destruction that the island still has not recovered from. And today, it is reeling from another storm. Hurricane Fiona made landfall on Puerto Rico Sunday, leaving behind catastrophic flooding. More than a million households are still without power, which for many people means no running water either. Liz Marie Vasquez Martinez joins us now from Toa Baja, Puerto Rico. Liz Marie, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
And the first thing I want to know is, how are you doing? How's your home? How's your family?
Well, my family, thank God, is okay. We don't live in areas that flood, so we didn't lost our houses or had any damages made to it. But we do have many friends and family members that they were affected by the flooding.
And what are you hearing from them?
Well, many of them are still in refugees. Many of them just moved with a friend or a family member while they get their homes again or get another place to live because they lost everything.
Do you have power and water?
Yesterday night, we received the water again where I lived in Toa Baja, but we don't have electricity yet.
Now, I understand that you are out with your church today trying to help your neighbors. What are you up to? What are you hearing from people?
I'm part of a church called Comunidad Aliento, and our idea is to take, you know, coffee and bread to different places around the community, or different places that the community can get to, better said, so they can at least have something warm, you know, in their stomach. Because many of these areas still don't have electricity or water. And many people are sad. I can see a lot of people a little shaken by the storm yet. But at least I can see a lot of people quickly getting up and trying to help other people. So I heard yesterday about a woman that was making asopao, as we say, like soup, and handing out 50 around Caguas area. You know, I have heard of a lot of people making food for others, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's understandable. You've been here before. It was just 5 years ago when Hurricane Maria slammed into the island, knocked power out in some places for nearly a year, killed thousands of people. Do you think the island was more prepared this time?
I mean, the thing about that is that we still haven't been completely reconstructed after Maria. And even though it was a hurricane category one, which is way less than Maria, we got in some ways even more damage. You know, the flooding, in one day we received water that in Maria was, you know, 2 days. So we have a lot of bridges that were swept away. We have a lot of roads that were torn down because of the water. That's why people are a little shaken by it yet.
Yeah. So here you are again trying to recover. You know, the U.S. government committed nearly $30 billion for improvements after Maria. Clearly, there wasn't enough time or enough money to protect Puerto Rico from this storm. What does it feel like to be confronted yet again with another disaster and another opportunity or another need to set out on a long recovery?
Yeah, I mean, I personally like to think of myself as a positive person, but I have seen a lot of Puerto Ricans that are really resilient, and we get storms, you know, on a yearly basis. So I think many families were prepared for something, but they were not expecting the damage to be that much. I can feel everybody a little sad by all this, and not having electricity, not having water. Like I had a friend that said to me that she has PTSD from Maria. So I feel a lot of people having that same struggle, you know, remembering Maria, remembering the family members that they lost in that moment. I feel the sadness, but I can see how strong these difficult moments make each one of us, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You're a teacher. Just real quick, before we let you go and get back to that work of helping your community, are you going to go back to school anytime soon?
The government hasn't said anything yet about public schools, or I haven't heard anything yet, but I am part of a private school, and I got a letter from my private school saying that tomorrow we're going to start. So we are just hoping it's all okay. I'm not sure how much damage the classrooms got, but, you know, we're going to be there supporting, you know, our students and supporting each family the best that we can.
Liz Marie Vasquez Martinez in Toabaja, Puerto Rico. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And best of luck to you in the weeks and months ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, you too, for taking the time and talk about the island that we love.
Sure. Thanks again.